this square. It's a unicorn.
Is that true? You don't worry about things?
No, because it doesn't do any good. The thing is, let's say you worry about a problem. So here you are worrying and all this stuff. All of a sudden, the problem's solved. All that anguish for nothing. You know, the thing is, worry doesn't solve the problem. It actually hinders the problem. What you've got to do is try to find ways of solving that solution or that problem. And if you do, then you don't have time to worry about it.
I want to kill the unicorn. Guide you on fire.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I want to kill the unicorn.
Come on, man.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Splatch Unicorner Podcast. It's been a while. Actually, it hasn't. We don't have a guest this week, but you got Lonesome Me to give you the beast, please. That doesn't even fucking make sense. But I'm here, folks. I'm here to give you a little entertainment, a little opinions, a little this and a little that. How are my horny horses doing out there? Are we ready for the eclipse? Eclipse.
Come on, man.
Happens April 8th. Everybody's making a big fucking deal out of this eclipse. Big fucking deal.
Come on, man.
This is like my second one in Texas. It happened a couple years ago. 2015, maybe? 16? 17? Ooh. 18? I'll say 18. 17. 18. Anyway, it was a while ago. Sorry, my microphone's
a little jacked up there. Is that better, folks? Is that better, folks? Let's get this thing straightened out.
Got cords everywhere. What am I doing, man? Splat, what are you doing? Well, I'm trying to get everything together here at the new studio complex.
I want to kill the unicorn.
We all do, honey. So yeah, I'm trying to get everything straight here. Keep it up to date. Keep it reasonable so you guys can enjoy watching it when I can get the videos out there. We do have some clips of Azazel. Is that fucking right? Look, guys, I always pronounce shit wrong. If you haven't figured that out by now, unless you're new, then you'll learn. I'm not good with names or weird words or whatever. I don't care. I just say it. That's the problem. I don't think about it. I just fucking say it. So, there's a couple clips of him freestyling and us sharing our songs on there. For certain reasons, I can't put up the full episode. Newest episode is AG Part 2. We got AG coming in. He was talking about his introduction to addiction and some nightmarish stories that he had on certain drugs. But, it was good sessions with these guys. I think AG will be back. He seems to like coming on. He probably could come on every week if he wanted to. I love you, AG. But yeah, everybody's getting ready for this eclipse. Are you ready for the eclipse? Because I am. I got my. I don't know if you guys can see the video here, but we got these little blockers here. Thank you, T-Mobile, for the. Eclipse glasses here for free. You get them shitty paper ones, and you can't, if you can't see it, it's a pair of sunglasses like Ray-Bans. They're pink, of course, pink and black, my two favorite colors. And you put a little clip on there, like the old days. My mom used to wear glasses, and she used to have these clip-ons for the sun, right? So you didn't have to switch. You know, I don't know how that. Maybe they didn't have the technology then. But It's like that. You just clip them on. And you're good to go. You're good to weld. You're good to watch the moon cover the sun, right? Is that how that works? Is that how eclipse works? How fucking stupid am I?
Is that how eclipse works, man? Does the thing go in front of the other thing? What the fuck?
Like I'm a fucking moron.
Like I'm a fucking moron.
Oh, folks, it's good to see you back one-on-one. Of course, it's always good to do this. We had a couple the other week. We have a good stretch of people come in. So if you want to come on, maybe just chat. You don't have to promote anything. You don't have to do anything. You just have to be you. Come on. We'll have a discussion. We'll talk about life. We'll talk about things. And that's it. We'll make you feel comfortable here to talk about whatever you want. There's no subject too taboo. I got a fucking dog hair on my microphone's a wreck today. Come on. Have a chat. You don't have to identify yourself. We have some guests that didn't want to use their real names or be put out there. So you can do that. You can do whatever you want here. That's the great thing about the Sub Studios, the Splatch Unicorner Podcast Studios, is you can be you. And being you, my friends, is the most important thing that you can do for your spouse, your pets, your kids, the people around you, your coworkers. Maybe you hate them, but still, be you, and the rest will fall into place. I had this discussion with somebody today. It's a customer of mine. She has been going through some mental things, and I just told her, be you. She always worries about what other people are thinking. I'm like, who cares? What do you think? How do you feel about it, right? And she's like, you know, Matt, that's my real name. She goes, you know, you're right, because I can't use Splat in the workforce unless I change it legally, which I might do. And she said I was right, you know. She needs to work on herself. She wants to quit smoking cigarettes for herself and her dog and all these things. And I'm like, that's up to you. You have to want these things. And you have to take care of you before any you give a shit. Worry about your opinion before you start worrying about other people's fucking opinion. Because in the grand scheme of things, nobody's fucking opinion fucking matters. Nobody's opinion gets your bills paid. Nobody's opinion makes you love. Nobody's opinion is fucking getting up for work and doing what you need to do. People's opinion isn't doing a podcast or a comedy or musician or painting or whatever it is you do. Other people's opinion do not define those things. Your opinion of yourself reflects that on whatever you do. So always put yourself, and like I told this person today, be selfish. I know it's we've been taught our whole lives, don't be selfish. Don't put other people before you. No, fuck that. Put you before everybody else. Because in the grand scheme of things, again, I use that phrase. I don't know why, where I heard it, but in the grand scheme of things, you are the only thing. You, your opinion about yourself, the way you carry yourself, your confidence in yourself. And it's hard to do, folks. I know. The mental is hard to do. And it's hard to carry yourself when we've been taught and brainwashed a certain way our whole fucking lives. But as long as you're you, that's all that is going to reflect in your work, your hobbies, your friendships, your loveships, your whatever. So let's stop worrying about what everybody's fucking thinking, and let's first worry about that. Don't even worry about it. You know, acknowledge it. Acknowledge what everybody is doing and saying and this and that about your situations. Take in some advice, because that's how you learn. You're going to get some bad advice. You're going to get some good advice. But in grand, and I'm not going to say almost said it again. In the big picture, right? What really, I just don't know how else to say it. When there's nobody around, it's you. when nobody's crying and holding you and hugging you and telling you it's going to be okay, you have you. You may think you need everybody else, but that's just the way you were taught. The way you were taught is to, you know, you need somebody there to love you and care for you and take care of you and this and that. And that's not true. If you can do those things on your own, that love and that taking care of and that'll grow into something great instead of something toxic. Sorry, I'm bending over. You know what I'm saying, though? I mean, it gets to a point. Gets to a point where you just have to say fuck it, let me work on myself, and then I can work on me with everybody else's relationship with me. I know, right off the gate I'm preaching, right? But I just I'm in some type of feelings lately, you know. Personally, I got some things going on, and the most important person I need to take care of is me. No offense to anybody else. That it's not a dig. It's not that I don't need everybody else. I do need you guys. I love you guys. I need you guys. I need you to check out whatever it is you do. Keep doing it. What I'm saying is, in my mental, in my brain, if I don't take care of me, I'm going to take that out on everybody else, or I'm going to fucking end it. And I don't want either one of those two. I know it's a little dark and somber, but, you know, this is fucking reality. This is, I know jokes, I crack jokes and this and that, but reality is, if you don't have self-maintenance, you're going to go to dark places. You're going to put yourself in dark places. You're going to end up in a dark spot. Believe me, I'm an expert on that. But I'm learning, maybe I'm getting older, whatever it is, but I'm learning that self-maintenance is the most important thing, and I will sacrifice everything to have peace in my fucking brain. Because if I don't, you're going to know, because you're either coming to my funeral or you're coming to a fucking psych ward. Now, saying that, being selfish and this and that, I what I want to say to everybody else in my life, my listeners, and everybody that I consider somebody in my life, I love you guys. When I wake up, it's for me. Of course, it's for me. But without the people around you, it becomes nothing. Got to say about that? Coco got something to say today. You say it, Coco. I think she's agreeing with me. Or she's bitching at me to say it. What about me? Because she is a selfish bitch. Before the emails come in, I can call her a bitch because she actually is. I don't know. Maybe I'm giving myself a pep talk at this point, but it's okay. Because if that's what I fucking need to get me through whatever it is I need to get me through, I'm going to fucking do it. That's why I come on the podcast. I put on the happy face. I'm here for you guys. I'm also here for me. This is also for me. I know a lot of people are going to say I'm selfish and this. I've had that my whole life. You're selfish. Why do you think about yourself before you think about other people? Because other people don't give a fuck about what the fuck I'm doing or saying. They do a degree, but when it comes down to it, it's me. All right, I'll shut up about me.
Splat, it's always about you.
Right. See, now you're getting it. Now you're getting it. It's sad, but it's true. Sad but true, or whatever the fuck they said. Oh, folks. But, yeah, I just had to get that out. Just remember, enjoy your life. Life is short. You have to enjoy it while you're doing it. Just fucking do it. Do whatever it is you need to do to make it a happy life. Go do the thing that you never thought you would do. Go do the thing that makes you most afraid and conquer it. Whip out that bucket list and start checking shit off, because tomorrow is not fucking promised. I was watching this TV show, I'll get that in a minute, and they said a line. It said, "We do not know when the end is coming, but the end knows when it is coming." Or something like that. I could be paraphrasing, but. And the show's called Dark. Now, it's a German show. It's got English dubs, you know, so you don't have to read, because I don't like to read. Because I'm watching Shogun, too, and there's a lot of reading. But the show really couldn't have popped up, or I couldn't have started watching it at a perfect time in my life, because it has to do with, without giving too much away, it has to do with a certain nuclear power plant underneath. It has this vortex, 33, it's like a Celtic knot symbol, and there's 33 years in each difference, forward, present, future. But it's only 33 years. Now everybody gets caught up. Somebody gets caught up in it. People are missing and this and that. And then they start to figure it out. But what they're teaching you here is time. You can't go back. And there's a big lesson here. Maybe I'm just overthinking this show, but it's what I always say. And it's in one of my songs, Diarrhea of a Madman, or Diarrhea of a Madman. But anyway. They try to fix the past, right, in this whole thing, this one particular guy. He tries to fix the past and try to fix all this shit that fucking happened through, you know. But you can't. And if you go to the future, it's already done. It's not even, you can't go back. When you go to the future, you're going to want to go back and change some things. And then when you go back and want to change some things, you're going to fuck that up, and then you're going to fuck up the present, all right? And there's a metaphor there somewhere. Just enjoy what is happening, I think. That's what it's saying. I'm not all the way through. I'm almost done with it. And I don't know if there's going to be more seasons, but go check that out. It's Dark on Netflix. And this kind of, it gets real twisty, like Westworld, as far as a complicated plot at some point, because it gets real fucked up. But I'm into those types of things. So, I don't know. It's I like intellectual shows to where you have to actually like, could this happen? Could we go back and forth? Is there a vortex in our world somewhere where we can go shift back and forth and try and see and fix and this, blah, 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 blah? How do we know time travel is already happening? Have you seen this thing about Trump's son or Trump? They're claiming that he's a fucking time traveler because there's this book called, what's his son's name? Baron's Castle or something. And this whole, I'll have to do some research on this one, and we'll have to get into this on another podcast. Oh, fuck it. Let's look it up now. Let's go old school. Folks, so, there's this book. Let's see, how would I find that? Trump. Okay, all these fucking notifications. Trump. Time. Travel. Go. Barron's Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey. That's what the name of the book is. They're showing some pictures. I don't want to see the pictures. What is this?
I just want to see.
This is because you're buying it. Motherfuck. Let's see what this is. So it looks like it's Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey. Ingersoll Lockwood invented the fictional character Baron Trump in 1890, folks. 1890. Now listen to this. For a two-part sci-fi fantasy series about a privileged boy who undertakes a sequence of fantastic voyages. Ride, ride, rabbity ride. The style of Baron Trump series, a mix of fantasy and young reader-oriented science fiction anticipation, and may influence... Okay. Okay, I need... I don't want to buy the fucking thing. Okay, here we go. This is what I want to see. Newsweek. All right, give it to me. 19th century book series featuring a character called Baron Trump and his guide named Don. What? I don't even know what to play there. No? Wrong button. Okay. Okay, so the guy's name was Ron, has resurfaced conspiracy theories involving former president and President Donald Trump and his... God damn it. Oh, my God, dude. Sorry. Advertisement. Fuck your advertisements, man. Fuck you. Fuck everybody in these advertisements. Every fucking app, every fucking thing. Anyway, and his youngest son, Baron. Time travel talk was reignited after a viral TikTok on Tuesday has since viewed more than 5.9 million times. Discussed Ingersoll Lockwood's 1888 says here. Well, that's not true. Publications Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey in 1896, The Last President. Lockwood's stories became a hot topic of conspiracy theorists, some of who claim the Trump family has a time machine. And some of whom have claimed the Trump family has a time machine after the public entered the White House in 2016. The new video post, user Maddie Sirentz, whatever, said, I thought about this every day for the past 2 years. In 1888, a man named Ingersoll Lockwood wrote a book called Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journeys, where an 18-year-old boy named Baron Trump, who has a mentor, has a mentor named Don, who is a rich man who lives on Fifth Avenue. In New York City, he and Don travel to Russia to find a portal to a magical underground world. The TikTok user pointed out the book's author lived in New York City at the time as Serbian-American scientist Nikola Tesla, who some conspiracy theorists often suggested was a time traveler. The name of the book's character, Baron, which is This is where we're going to get into it. And some of these details are fucking scary, man. The name of the book's character, Baron, which is short for Germanic name, Wilhelm Heinrich Sebastian von Trump, is further evidence of time travel. According to some, in real life, President Trump's descendants from German immigrants to the U.S. In the novels, Baron and Don discover a portal to a different world. It's kind of almost like the show I'm watching, The Dark. It is in the point that conspiracy theories have jumped on in the past. Could Lockwood have been talking about time travel? Is it possible? I'm starting to think it's possible. Anything's possible. The last thing about time travel is that if it's ever to exist, then it already does. Exactly. Said one comment on the received whatever. Pence and the Last President. Holy fuck, that's the name of one of these books. In the last book of the series that really adds fuel to the conspiracy fire, The Last President, also known as 1900. Amid the upheaval of the Trump presidency and post-presidency, some say this book was warning us all along. In the novel, the entire east side of New York City is in a state of uproar. In November, after a candidate is unexpectedly elected despite opposition to him. This is getting real weird, folks. This is getting real fucking weird. I only heard some of this, but this is getting good. I hope you guys don't get too bored with this, but I want to go down this rabbit hole because Trump's in the news, bud. It is the tumultuous election of Brian, supported by mobs of vast size that are organizing under the lead of anarchist and socialist. That sparks this. These groups threaten to plunder and despoil the houses of the rich who have wronged and oppressed them for so many years. Boy, this sounds a little too familiar, doesn't it, folks? This sounds like what is happening in the last 4 to 5 years. The president in the book even appoints a man to his cabinet named Pence. What? What? Wow. Another striking coincidence giving that Trump's vice president was Mike Pence. No shit. One TikTok comment that read, "Too many coincidences." I'm in agreement on that one. "Is mathematically impossible." Received more than 16,000 votes. Other tied this time travel theory with the ideas of the TV show The Simpsons predicting the future, saying, could that be who's writing for The Simpsons? There's another theory on that. We'll get to that in a second. Sounds like Ingersoll would use the Trump family as an inspiration for the story since they were alive at the time, on TikTok user commented. Originally, poster Maddie Searance also referenced the theory and insisted Tesla was working on the time travel and all sorts of craziness. And that is true, too. Nobody really knows. There was a lot of speculation that Nikola Tesla did have a time machine. And that's been a theory since I was a child. Lockwood was born and raised in New York and passed away at age 77 in 1918, 18 years after the last president was published. But the coincidence nature of parallels between these books and modern-day America continues to enthrall. As one TikTok user put it, "I came to TikTok for my usual dog videos and thirst traps. And now I'm over here doing research projects like I'm back in college." Of course, because this is an amazing story. I went down this rabbit. I didn't go that far, but this is the farthest I've went down as far as coincidences in the book. But folks, is time travel possible? That's another question. Now, they were talking about The Simpsons predicting things. Now, the theory on that is Matt Groen, whatever the fuck his name is. He's a Freemason. He comes from a line of Freemasons in a secret society, right, that knows all these things are going to happen. And it's kind of like what we were talking about, some of these movies happening in plain sight type of thing. You know, they're telling us, and then they're doing it. And then it's a joke. Ha, ha, ha. The Simpsons predicted it. Ha, 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 ha. You see that? The fucking Simpsons are the new Nostradamus. See how that works? See how they got you? See how they plain sighted it? They did it. And then they're like, oh, hey, look at that. It's a joke. They predicted it. We're all fucking doing it on TikTok and fucking Instagrams and whatever. But I believe time travel is possible, and this is, maybe it's because I've been obsessed with time travel my whole life. Movies, Back to the Future is one of the greatest fucking movies. They even reference that in The Dark. I love these time-bending movies, these, because I believe it is possible. Looper, I believe this type of shit is possible. If you look at some of these pictures from back in the day and they look like celebrities or somebody or this, or I bet you can go back and find a lot of people that you know that have been time traveled. Do you think it's possible? Let me know at the bottom of the episode if you listen to on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast, and they have a questionnaire underneath. Let me know if you believe in time travel. Or you can email me at splatchunicorner@gmail.com, splatchunicorner on all the socials. But anyway, message me, let me know, and we'll have a discussion again. Because I believe something amiss is going here, or something, these conspiracies are becoming true. And as outlandish as some of them are becoming correct. And that's a scary thought, because now with AI and everything, you don't know what to believe. I see these videos, I see this, and they're hard to believe. And when you're being told there's aliens, and this bullshit that the fucking government is handing out is bullshit. I got friends that are like, well, they're just doing that to get you warmed up for the real thing. The real thing? Come on. These little bullshit fucking video. I'm going to have to agree with Nielsen deGrasse Tyson or whatever the fuck his name is. He once told Joe Rogan that, look, if there was any evidence of UFOs or aliens, we have enough cameras. We have enough cameras. Clear photos of on your phones. There's no excuses anymore for Bigfoot furry photos or, you know, fuzzy photos or none of that shit. We would have seen it by now. It would have been known, viral. It would have been on TikTok. And you see these AI videos and shit now. That shit's not what I'm talking about. Although some of these are real. Some of these are believable. I see people fall for these AI videos and shit on socials all the time, right? How people aren't getting fucking fooled on April Fool's Day with these AI videos is beyond my comprehension. You guys are not doing it right. You're doing it wrong, man. You're doing it wrong. But if time travel is possible or was possible, Jesus Christ, with this fucking cord. Sorry, folks. It's getting a little annoying. Okay, there we go. Now I'm happy, man. I'd like to go wireless one day. If time travel was possible, would you want to go back or go forward? And if you would want to go back, would you want to change anything about your life? Would you just want to see somebody that you loved, a loved one, or just go back and see your younger self fuck around? Like this show Dark, I highly recommend it. If the English dub is going to piss you off, I wouldn't watch it. But it's very interesting how they get into the time travel and how this and that, and it gets all intermingled and you fuck shit up. It's very intelligent writing, whoever did this. They should make an American version or something, but not that it matters, because if it's English overdub, you just have to, like the old Chinese Godzilla movies, right? But go check that out. Go check out that movie. And if what we were talking about, if you wanted to go backward, or would you want to go forward to see what really happened with your life? When did you die? Could you stop your death? That's the whole point of this show is, once you start fucking with shit, you've already domino affected something else. It's the butterfly effect, right? Here come the hiccups. When you smash a butterfly in Hawaii, across the world there's a fucking tidal wave, or a tsunami, or whatever. You know the theory. And great movie. But what would I do? I don't think I want to do either one. I don't think I want to go back, and I don't think I want to go forward. Even though I'm obsessed with time travel, maybe go back to observe. Maybe go back just to see how things kind of did transpire in the background. You know, go see some historical things to see what truths are we missing nowadays. It was their Jesus. If we're going to go back in time, I'm going to travel all the way back in time and see who created this earth and see how it happened. I want to be the first dude. Is that how we got Adam and Eve? Did we go back in time and recreate ourselves? Are we traveling into the future, seeing what it is, and going back and trying correcting it? And all these fucking things are happening. Wars, things we're trying to correct, and we're not correcting it. Because if you look at the hieroglyphics in the ancient Egypt, there's a lot of technology that we have now that are in those fucking paintings. Now, I don't know how you explain that or what your theory is, or you think I'm crazy or what, but your eyes see this. This isn't something AI created. This is something that's been around for millions, thousands of years. Maybe not millions, thousands. But we stick on this belief that man did everything. We did it all. We made the pyramids, and we made these things that are still around. All these buildings we have now that we're creating now. America, the world, none of us are creating anything that's going to be around in 50 to 100 years like the fucking old days, like the ancient days, like when they actually had the fucking did they create these things? And it had to take them a lot of time because they didn't have cranes and fucking Tonka trucks and fucking whatever to fucking help them out. But we're sitting here assuming that they did it. We're not thinking about the outer world because we're so consumed with our arrogance on this planet that there's nobody, you know. I don't believe that we did it. I don't believe that the pyramids and some of this shit was created by man. Maybe man from somewhere else with some tools that gave us the tools or the technology or the brain matter or the whatever to fucking figure it out. Now, if that's the case, I definitely believe in time travel because I believe the aliens that we're going to be witnessing could be us coming out of a black hole or traveling and traveling in a loop. And we've traveled so many thousands of light years just to find ourselves. Think about that for a minute. That's a fucked up thought, I know, but it's something I think about since I was a young man. I always thought aliens, because they think they're gray, they're the big eyes. I think after time of traveling thousands and millions of light years, you age. You age. Look, our science has not defied age. Only in filters. I don't know. A little time travel rant there. I don't know. It's something this show has really got me thinking about. Sometimes I don't think about it. Sometimes I don't think about it, and you watch something like this. Excuse me. My cough button's not working. My allergies are kicking. I don't know. Sometimes when I watch these types of shows or whatever, my mind grapes start flowing around up there. But it's called Dark Netflix. Go check it out. Tell me what you think, or tell me what your opinions on time travel are. We'll figure it out from there, folks. Go check it out. Check it out. That's what's been on my mind lately.
More weed every day.
Well, of course, there's Diddy. We'll get to Diddy in a minute. But let's get on with this Nickelodeon fucking documentary. Let's get on with this. You guys are acting like this documentary was the greatest documentary, and it's nothing that we already knew. It was a good documentary, don't get me wrong. I get it. You want to kind of, but whoever, these two broads that fucking made this documentary, these two woke fucking broads that fucking were, and this is my opinion, and I really don't care if you're angry at me for saying this, and I'm not protecting any pedophiles or anything like that. I'm just giving you my goddamn opinion because I like documentaries. And this documentary, for about two episodes, maybe two episodes, was on the right path. But for the rest of the episodes, they were Dan Schneider. They kept fucking pounding Dan Schneider. Now, Dan Schneider is a creepy dude. Don't get me wrong. He wrote some obscene shit that we think is obscene now. But that's another thing. We had grown-up shit in our fucking kid shows. It was grown jokes or whatever the fuck it was. It was sexual. There was sexual ones and shit. I can't give you a great example right now, but I guarantee you can find them. But at that time, we didn't understand because it was just a funny thing. Now, when you go around and you make it a dirty thing, now you're going to perceive it as a dirty thing, right? We don't know if that was his intentions. Probably, most likely, because people in Hollywood are fucking weird and creepy and fucking petties. But when you're making a documentary, make it fucking, make some evidence that was his intentions. You're just assuming that Nose Kid or whatever, they had a bunch of characters and an Ariana Grande clip that everybody fucking seen. Sure, seems fucking weird. But if you're a kid, you're laughing at dumb shit like that. You're not thinking that this is that. And if you're a grown-up fucking watching this and thinking this, shame on you. Shame on you for fucking doing, thinking that, for going there. I'm not saying this guy's a good guy by any stretch. He was a bad boss. He was a creepy dude. I get it. But the way you harped on him on this fucking documentary was gross. It was disgusting. The one guy that was just a creepy dude and just a fucking asshole. Maybe you just didn't understand his humor, whatever the fuck it was. And these two fucking employees that he had. Fuck, shut the fuck up. You're just disgruntled. Right? You even got a job after you said you were afraid you were going to get blackballed from this guy. And then the one broad's crying, he bet me that I wouldn't eat a gallon of ice cream in 20 minutes and he would pay me $30. And he never paid me the $30. And then when I said something to him, he got all angry and asked me, you don't think I pay my bets? And that just made me feel some type of way. Shut the fuck up. And this other broad, he yelled at me and called me an idiot. And oh my God, I just didn't feel good. He asked me to give him a massage on his shoulders. Hey, you guys act like he asked you to get a fucking hand job. I used to give fucking massages to my mom's friends, everybody, you know, my grandma. Shoulder massages, you guys act like that's a creepy fucking thing. Maybe you think it is. Maybe something happened to you while you were getting your shoulders massaged. I don't fucking know, but... Again, I'm not saying this dude wasn't an asshole or a creep, but the way you guys were kept fucking going at him like he was guilty of raping some kids and diddling some kids. Well, you're going to tell me, well, and Amanda Bynes had an abortion at 12 or 13 years old, and they don't know who got her pregnant. If it's him, she should come out and say it's him instead of these cryptic fucking messages, right? Fucking let's get real here. Because Amanda Bynes was afraid of this and that? What are you doing now? Maybe Amanda Bynes is just fucking crazy. Well, that's why she's crazy, Splat, because it was Dan Snyder's fault. No, it wasn't. It was her fault or however she was raised and this and that. Now, did things happen? I don't know. But if things did happen, Amanda Bynes, I'm telling you this right now, get your fucking crazy, insane ass out of your house and give us the fucking details and sue this guy or fucking do whatever you got to do to make us fucking believe that what you're saying is fucking true instead of these cryptic fucking messages. And you have to figure it out. You have to fucking assume that it's Dan Snyder, right? Because he was a producer. That's how dumb you fucking people are. That's how fucking dumb everybody falling for this fucking documentary. Now, there's two people in this documentary. If you haven't watched this, I'm sorry, spoiler alerts. But there's two people in this documentary that I respect more than anything. Anybody in that documentary. And that's the mother of the one actress. She saw one of the guys that got actually got convicted of child rape that they spent 15 to 20 minutes on. Fuck you, documentary. And she got her kid out of there. Too sweet. One fucking weird thing happened. She got the fuck out. And that was it. Smart fucking lady. And let's get to fucking Drake Bell. That actually something happened to him. They had one episode. It wasn't even a full episode of what happened to him. Now all this shit is happening. They're bringing out an extra episode in a week or two or next week or something. But let's get to Drake Bell. Now, I love this kid. This kid, something traumatic happened to him, and he did it so precise that nobody fucking knew it was him that got this guy convicted. Nobody, his workmates, his parents knew, but he kept it so fucking quiet and so chest-moved. And kudos to you, Drake Bell, because that what you went through, no kid should ever have to fucking go through. And when you make a fucking documentary, folks, you make a documentary on that fucking guy, on the guy that fucking raped Drake Bell, on the guy that was sending dick pics to a fucking 12-year-old and got caught, not some guy calling you a fucking idiot and writing some fucking weird fucking that you perceive as weird fucking scenes in a fucking show. It took fake ass hashtag me too to fucking get him fired. Because he called me an idiot. He made me give him a massage on his shoulders. I don't know what to do. He's a creep. He is a creep. But there's a lot of bosses out there like that. Give me a massage. Hey, you idiot. Hey, blah, 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 blah. Grow thicker fucking skin. Now, we skip over the fucking guy that actually was doing the guy that worked for Disney. Of course we're going to skip over that. Not skip over, but we're not going to do fucking... You should be... This whole documentary should not have been about Dan fucking Snyder. He should have been one little fucking episode and done. But you guys kept going back and pounding him. What did he do to you? Come out with the truth. Because the other episodes were barely about guys that actually commit that worked for Disney and came back and worked for Nickelodeon. And the guy that did this, what's his name? Peck, Brian Peck, or whatever the fuck his name is, that did this to Drake Bell. Drake Bell had nobody on his benches. On the other side is everybody in fucking Hollywood writing notes. See, you guys bash the Cunez and the fucking, what's his name? The punk kid. You guys criticize him for writing notes for fucking Masterson after he was accused of raping or got convicted of rape or whatever. But look at what happened here. And then we just glazed over that in an episode, and then you went right back to Dan Snyder. Who the fuck? What the fuck are you doing? Get us the names of the people that were behind that motherfucking pedophile. Get us the fucking names. Quit fucking hiding this shit. Corey Feldman, you keep saying you have information about pedophiles in Hollywood. You're letting this shit go on by not telling us who it is, dude. You're hurting more fucking kids. I get it. Everybody thinks you're a hero, but you're not. You're fucking part of the goddamn problem. By not revealing your fucking whatever that it is, think that you say that happened to you when you were in Hollywood as a kid and you're not giving out fucking names, fuck you, Corey Feldman, and fuck anybody else that isn't fucking spewing these names out now. If you were a child getting fucked or whatever, get your ass out there and let people know about this so their kids don't fucking go through the same goddamn thing. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of people getting on TMZ and on these talk shows and, well, I know this would happen to me, and you don't say any fucking names because you're afraid of this and that. I'd be afraid I'm letting fucking other kids getting fucking raped. That's what I'd be fucking worried about. But no, you're going to take your fucking hush money or whatever, and you're going to be real vague about it. You're going to come out and write a documentary about you and the other Corey, right? You need to raise $10 million, and you're going to reveal all this. And you didn't reveal a fucking thing. And this documentary, what is it called? The Nickelodeon one. You can't do that. Not you can't do that. Dark Side of TV or some shit. Not one person that actually made a career and did something with their career was on this documentary. It's everybody that had a failed career. Well, they only had a failed career because they were fucking blah, 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 blah. Well, what about the other fucking 50 kids that fucking were there and fucking made it? And another hero in that is the older kid from iCarly, the brother, I think. He was protecting some of these people from Dan Schneider's little remarks and these other guys trying to fucking fuck with these kids. You get a fucking cheer, bud. All three of you. The mom, the Drake Bell's dad. He knew from the beginning, but nobody wanted to fucking listen to him. And Drake Bell, you get an extra fucking cheer, bud. Because your story should have been this whole fucking documentary. Not all of it, 80% of it. You and this other person with the two fucking pedophile dudes. But no, you guys want to fucking Dan Schneider. And I see Dan Schneider everywhere doing that. You guys bashing him. But I don't hear these other fucking two guys' names that actually rape kids coming out of your fucking mouth and making memes and fucking gang, 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 gang. Dan Schneider. See what they did? They just want you to go after the guy. Stupid. Just like this P. Diddy thing, right? Well, he's a child molester. Blah, 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 blah. He's getting raided for sex trafficking, not children. Fucking nothing. We don't know. He hasn't even been charged. If it was that serious as you're saying, pedophilia and sex trafficking or whatever the fuck they're saying, don't you think he'd been arrested by now? They did it to fucking R. Kelly. He got arrested right after they raided his house because they had something. I don't think they got shit on P. Diddy. I'm sorry. Maybe they do. But it's taken a long time for them to come out with it, isn't it? just for you guys to assume. He's the Bee in the Fall guy for Hollywood right now. Just so you guys could say, well, he was, him and Notorious B.I.G. were sucking each other's dick. And here's my other favorite thing. This is as good as fucking Gays for Palestine. Tupac would have never, Tupac would have came after Diddy. Tupac was a convicted rapist, you fucking idiots. This is your man, your God, your guy that fucking raped an under child that was underage. That's your guy you're going to? That's how fucking stupid these fucking people are. Sorry, I'm getting riled up here. But this is dumb. You guys just take pot shots at people till they fucking, it sticks. Right? You just do it till it sticks. And I'm not defending anybody's actions or whatever it is, because these are all allegations. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying, think about it. Just because the majority says it makes it right? Get the fuck out of here. And harping on a guy that didn't rape anybody, harping on a guy that was only there for Drake Bell, harping on a guy that's just a shitty fucking person as a boss or whatever, stop it. You're focusing on the wrong things, and that goes with everything fucking else. Come on, man. We can do better than this. We can do better than this. Dan Schneider isn't – give us proof. We have proof for the other guys, but give me proof that he was just not just a shit boss and a creepy-ass boss that we've all had. We've all had these guys or these girls or whatever the fuck. Sorry, my nose is running. I'm not on cocaine. But you see what I'm saying here? I'm not defending any pedophiles here. But if they were running into P. Diddy's house for child molestation and raping and shit, I could see you running your fucking mouths. But just because he mentored some young men, which he could have. I mean, the allegations are out there, but I can't say for sure that he was a pity diddly diddly do guy, right? Did he do it? P. Did he? I'm going to name that the episode. I don't know what P. Diddy did. We found out. Eventually, we're going to find out. But with Dan Schneider, what are we finding out? He already got a job. I think he's working at Disney. He's working in Disney. Right? They're all fucking pedophiles. You're not going to stop this. You're all concerned about this shit and that shit. What about the kids now? What about the kids that are out there now doing these shows and you're worried about something that happened 30 fucking years ago? You're not talking about Shirley Temple that was getting fucking, look at her movies. Look at, she was getting raped and fucking, Judy Garland raped and drugged in her, they put her in a room until the movie was over and they just come in and fuck her and fucking load her with fucking Valiums and shit. Come on, man. Where's your documentaries on that shit? No. You know why there's no documentaries about this shit? Besides Nickelodeon, The Dark Side of the... Let's go after Dan Schneider, but let's just pass through the actual pedophiles. Because they can't do it. Because the higher-ups are pedophiles, and the higher-ups on them are pedophiles, and the higher-ups on them are pedophiles. And if he keeps going up the chain, these two broads making this fucking documentary, I guarantee you're not going to see another documentary out of these guys. Ladies, whatever the fuck. Because they opened up a can of worms. I wouldn't be surprised if they were suicided. I didn't mean to do that either. I don't know what button I was going to hit, actually.
Indict the motherfucker.
There we go. And I've had this discussion with people, and they think I'm an idiot for thinking that way. But I don't know. I've heard some people on podcasts agree with me, maybe a little bit. We all agree that he's a weird, creepy dude that's just an asshole boss. But give me a documentary about the other two actual people that were raping kids. And now that it was so popular, you're bringing out... This is how concerned you are about the kids and everybody else. It was so popular that you have to go back and make another episode with Drake Bell, because just like I said, you skipped over that. You didn't skip it. You skipped over it. There was some shit we saw, and then back to Dan Schneider. So now you got to eat your fucking oats and fucking go back and fucking make another episode 5 of Drake Bell. When that should have been the focus the whole time. Shame, shame, shame on you, whoever made that fucking documentary. It was gross misconduct of your abilities to make a good documentary. We don't care about these two employees that were mad at their fucking boss and he made me eat ice cream and didn't pay me. Shut the fuck up, you cunts. That's like Lizzo and her fucking fat friends. She made us eat bananas out of a coochie. Shut up. You got fired or whatever. Let go, and now you're angry. You're angry because shit didn't go. And if you didn't like your job, ladies, why did you stick around? Because it might have been the end of my career. No, shut up. Shut up. Then it's your own fault. It's your own fault for sticking around. You can go anywhere else in Hollywood. And Dan Schneider doesn't have that much fucking pull. Maybe he does. But maybe find the line in another business. Because Hollywood isn't for the faint of heart. And if you're going in there with a very thin skin, but he didn't pay me, he didn't, he said this, and he, oh boy, he made me. Stop it. And you people with P. Diddy and this Tupac shit, you're fucking idiots too. You're idiots too. Because what are you going to do when it comes out? There's nothing going on. Remember they raided Michael Jackson. You know, 50 Cent. This is a guy I think that's got something hidden in his closet because he goes too hard in the paint when it comes to fucking with people. And he comes out and he says, I didn't party with Diddy. Bitch, they got video and pictures of you partying with Diddy. Well, I stopped. No, you didn't. You just got more money. You learned from P. Diddy. I don't want to hear none of this bullshit. And if all you guys, and here's the thing, and this goes for Dan Schneider and these other pedophiles and all these rapings and these things. If you knew about all these stories or whatever, and you have said nothing in all these years, you're just as guilty as they are. And I don't give a fuck what the backlash for me saying that is. I don't give a fuck that you're saying bullshit. No, you are just as guilty. Because since then, like I said earlier, there's more kids, there's more girls, there's more dudes, there's more whatever getting fucking raped because you were too afraid of your own fucking career or your own, or you're bullshitting. You're either bullshitting or you are just as guilty, right? All of a sudden, people got the Diddy stories. All of a sudden, everyone's got the Dan Schneider stories. Everybody's coming out now. You're coming out now. Shame on you. You're just as guilty as the fucking people you're trying to hang. And you should be hung right alongside of them. I mean metaphorically, not physically. And if you think that's too harsh, then you are that person. I'm sorry. I am sorry for your lack of mental midget ability to fucking think beyond what everybody is spoon-feeding you day in, day out. As long as you go with the herd, you'll be fine. But if you're me and you have a fucking opinion that differs from them and you fucking say it, I'm going to get some shit. I'm going to get mail. I'm going to get people. I've already had these conversations already before the podcast, and people think I'm either crazy or an idiot. Which, fair enough. I agree with both. Sorry, my nose, man. I just want to blow my nose, but I don't have anything handy. So there's that going on in the world. Oh, shit, folks. I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, if you're surprised by pedophilia in Hollywood or the music industry or any kind of entertainment world, then shame on you for not thinking that before. And shame on these parents for letting it get this far. And just because you are out living your dream or you, because there's no kid at 5 years old. We all wanted to be actors at 5 years old. That doesn't mean our parents got up and went and did it, right? And if you are putting your kid through these types of things, Quit your job and be your manager for your kid and make sure that kid is by your side at all times, anywhere. We have cameras. You put cameras on a body cam on these kids now. Whatever you got to do. But if this shit happens, it's you got to blame yourself because kids can't make these decisions on their own. This is on you, parents. This is just like when your kid goes up and shoots up a school or goes and bullies other kids or whatever. You have to understand you are part of this problem. You can't just shove your kid in a TV show, expect it to be daycare, and come up and pick it up whenever you need to. And that's what happened. This is what fucking happened. And it's been happening. It's been happening since the beginning of Hollywood. Since, who knows? Dudes have been marrying 12-year-old. Jerry Lee Lewis married his 12-year-old cousin. Elvis Presley was a pedophile. Sorry, a lot of people don't want to hear that, but he was fucking underage girls. It's been happening. It's been happening since Shirley Temple. It's been happening since probably radio shows. They used to tell stories of producers would have a bedroom in their office to fuck the starlets, and if you didn't fuck the producer, you didn't get in movies. That's the way it. That's what Hollywood was built upon. And you don't think there was any underage girls going in these bedrooms? Not for a minute. No, we're worried about Dan Schneider calling us an idiot and giving us a massage or giving him a massage. I don't know, folks. Some of you will hate me for that whole segment. But that's okay. Because I believe I am correct. If you go watch this documentary and you have another opinion, that's fine. That's fine. But enough of the pedophile shit. Right? God damn. God damn, Splat, what are you doing over here? I'm just speaking the truth like always, and they can't handle it. The audience loves me, but the rest of the people hate me. Well, some of the audience doesn't like me either. I don't understand why some of the, I don't want to say your names because I promised I wouldn't bash you. One day I will if you keep going. But you're a listener, so keep listening. I don't want to bash you. I'll say listeners. And I get an email from them a lot or messages. Keep listening. I'm not. I treasure your opinions. When you message me and answer it on the podcast, I treasure those. Look, we can all agree to disagree. We can agree. We can have conversations as long as we're not letting our egos and our anger and our hatred. We're not Scotland here. And here's another cheer for a person of the week besides these other people. Let's give a cheer to J.K. Rowling. Okay? And J.K. Rowling is out here putting on Twitter that you're trampling. She is speaking what I've been speaking. You're trampling on women's rights, men's rights. When Scotland is making a law that says if you misgender somebody, you should do jail time. What? Go fuck yourself. I don't care, sir, ma'am. I don't give a fuck if I see it, I'll call you whatever I want. I won't. If you're a man, I'm gonna call you sir. If you're a chick, I'm gonna call you ma'am. If you're a transgender, I'm gonna call you whatever I think you are. That's how it is. That's how it is. But fuck Scotland. This is a... If you have any hate rhetoric, if you have any, they consider that hate if you misgender somebody. You cannot know if they're a drag queen, a transgender, a transvestite, a she-male, a he-male, a they-male, an a-male, a post-male, an email, whatever the fuck. Scotland, go fuck yourself. That's what you get. And she puts out how she, what we considered in the new law to be hate speech. And if you have any hate speech, you should do jail time. Now, folks, here we get to the problem. Freedom of speech does not exist at all in this world, especially Scotland right now. They're really infringing on your freedom of speech. I don't even want to call it freedom of speech anymore because it's not true. It's not true. I always hear people say, freedom of speech has consequences. Huh? What does that even fucking mean? Think about what you guys are saying. Yes, there's freedom of speech, but there's also consequences to your speech. Okay, so what you're saying is there's no freedom there. Because of the freedom is the embodiment, I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say here. It's the embodiment. Am I saying that right? Am I using the correct word? I don't fucking know. Of freedom, right? Freedom is no consequences. You're free. You're free. There's nothing to hold you back from anything. You can't have freedom of speech and consequences in the same fucking sentence. It just doesn't fucking work that way, folks. And we say this nonchalantly because it sounds good. It sounds great. You know, it sounds good for people that say something and then someone punches them or breaks their arm or shoots them and then they have a fucking reason. Well, you know, you have consequences to your freedom of speech. No, the fuck I don't. It's called freedom of fucking speech for a goddamn reason. The people that should be going to jail are the people that fucking retaliate on freedom of speech because their little soft fucking skin cannot handle anything but nice words and love. And not that there's anything wrong with that. I promote love and positivity. But you know what? We're humans. We are natural. We're nature. We are part of nature. We're not fucking robots. We have hate. We have emotions. We have violence in us. And sometimes some of us have more than others. Does that need to be suppressed? Of course, but it's not by throwing people in jail. Do you think hate people that have hatred in their heart, putting them in jail, is going to show them some love and they're going to come out, oh, I love everybody. Look at me. I did some jail time and I feel like loving everybody. No, you're going to turn them into more hatred people full of hatred. So spare me with this freedom of speech has consequences. No, the fuck it doesn't. Speech has consequences. The freedom of speech has none. It's freedom. It's free of everything. Freedom. Go look up the word freedom. You guys don't even know what it fucking means, and you're telling me it has consequences? Where's the freedom at? Show me where that fucking freedom at is in freedom of speech. There's none. You have the right, right? Maybe there's a right of speech, right to speak, whatever. That even sounds disgusting. But freedom of speech is a freedom of speech. There is no consequence. There is no whatever. It's a freedom. It's a thing. Look it up. So miss me on that, or whatever the kids say nowadays. Miss me, bitch. Well, maybe I should just quit rambling on. Did you guys miss me? Did you miss the old splatster? Of course you did. April Fool's was around. Anybody got? I take that day off. Everyone's like, why do you take that day off? I go, because I fucking fool everybody every day of the year. That's for amateurs, man. Oh god. Sorry, hit the wrong button. April Fool's, it just amazes me how people get fooled by that. And I was too good at it, really. So I had to retire a couple years back when I pulled off an engagement April Fool's because no one's going to believe me after that. I'd have to, like pretend I was dead at this point. But you know. Easter was here. Do you guys celebrate Easter? I do not celebrate Easter because it is a religious holiday. And that's just not my thing, you know? So I just do whatever I do. I enjoy bunnies and stuff, but, yeah. Hopefully you guys had a nice holiday. Let's see, is there any holiday tax days coming up? I gotta do my taxes. Fuck. Cold concert's coming. Miss Michaels, get ready. I need that bad recently. They always come up when I need them. That's why I love about cold. But you guys don't forget about Mr. Nice Guys, of course. They start having comedy or whatever battles. They got weird shit going on Tuesdays now. Go check it out. It's like comedy shit. The other day was one where they did some comedy, some beatboxing, some fucking... They do some rap battles and shit like that, freestyle, and they were watching a movie, and they do kind of like... If you ever watched Mystery Science 3000, I guess that type of thing is called Disruptive Films or something like that. But they're doing different things, man. Go check them out on Tuesdays. Wednesdays always, like tonight... tonight? Is this Wednesday? Thursday? This is Thursday? Okay, well, Wednesdays, they usually, like... I think they played the Bob Marley movie... the other night, last night, tonight, whatever the fuck it is. and then they do game night. They rotate. It's 1 week, it's movies. 1 week, it's game night. And Thursdays, they have a comedy show. I don't remember what it's called, but go check them out. Mr. Nice Guys right here. Mr. _ Nice Guys _ Austin, something like that. Or the Green Room. Just type the shit in. It'll come up. The Green Room. Austin, Mr. Nice Guys on Facebook. And if you want to go there, buy some stuff at the Mr. Nice Guys shop and then go through the secret little door and go see your bud tenders and grab some edibles, some 420 friendly edibles and roll pre-rolls, vapes. Go check it out. They got some good glassware on display. You can buy some nice things at the shop there. Everything you need. And, 13201 Pond Springs Road, Austin, Texas, folks. Yes. And every Friday night, Tokes and Jokes, of course. And then they have, like, paints, puffs and paints, or something on Sundays or Saturdays. They always got to get a full-loaded schedule. Go check them out. And tell them Splatch Unicorn sent you, and they will give you some hugs or something. Also, go check out Sarah the Witch. You know, let's play a song while I'm talking to you guys out, since I'm dressed up like it's summertime. Let's do a little summer song that I wrote. So anyway, Sarah the Witch, the Frequency Podcast on Spotify or whatever. It all switched over, so go to her Instagram, The Frequency, or Sarah the Witch, and you'll find out where she's switching over to some other... iHeart or something, her podcast. So go check that out. The Frequency, THEE Frequency. Now go check out her store on the interwebs, thefrequency.com. And she's got pop ups. If you go to her Instagram page or her Facebook page, The Frequency, you'll see she's doing pop ups everywhere. One on Monday for the eclipse, and then throughout the month. So go message her or find out. Maybe she'll post. I'm sure she'll post up where she's popping up, and go check her out. I'm going to go try and check out some of those. So go show her some love. We hope to have her on the podcast soon with the new setup. Sarah the Witch on Instagram, or The Frequency on Instagram or Facebook. That's theefrequency.com. Everybody go check out some episodes we've had up this month. Scotch, Oreo, A.G., Azazel, the fucking Marine, coming out with a new album soon. Go check out some of his stuff. Go check out the full episodes of Oreo, Scotch, and some clips of me and Azazel on YouTube at Splat Unicorn. And if you want to hear music like this, go check out Splat 420 Chappelle on YouTube. It's all on YouTube, folks. And if you want to hear full episodes of all those that I just mentioned, or you just want to check out any episode, check it out on Spotify, right here on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts here.
We try to do it every Friday. It used to be Wednesdays, and now I just do it whenever the fuck I want because that's how we do it here.
No, I've been doing it scattered because I've been doing a new setup. I've had guests on, so it's hard to schedules. I'm going to try and get more consistent again, I promise. I think that's it, folks. Football's back. UFL, it's not much, but it'll do. Go check out Dark on Netflix. Yeah, that's right. That's right, everybody. Get that summer. Let's get that summer vibe going. This eclipse is going to cleanse us of all the bullshit that has been happening at the beginning of this year, and it's going to take us right into the fucking summertime. And we're going to have a great time with our barbecues, our boats, bikinis, swimwear, sunglasses, and suntan fucking lotion, folks. Let's get high. And everybody, stay high. Stay fly. Peace and love and the holy smoke above. I'm out, bitches.
Let's get high. It's summertime. Ooh, it's summertime. Let's get high.